Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 11th. With me today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive right in, shall we? Today, we're discussing a recent report about TikTok's screen time limit tool for teens. Let's start with the basics. What did this report reveal?
Well, Ted, it's pretty eye-opening stuff. This report basically blew the lid off TikTok's supposed time management feature. Turns out their own analysis found that this so-called screen time limit tool was about as effective as a chocolate teapot when it came to actually reducing teen usage. It's a classic case of all sizzle, no steak.
Hold your horses there, Eric. You're painting this with way too broad a brush. TikTok didn't roll out these tools just to slash usage
numbers. But that's exactly the problem, Kate. These tools were marketed as a way to help teens manage their screen time, but the company's own documents tell a different story. They were more interested in...
Let me finish, Eric. As I was saying, TikTok implemented these features to promote healthy digital habits. It's about giving users more control and awareness, not forcibly cutting them off. We need to look at the bigger
picture here.
Interesting
points from both of you. Can you explain how this screen time limit tool is supposed to work?
Sure thing, Ted. It's pretty straightforward on paper. For users under 18, there's a 60-minute limit. Once they hit that mark, they need to enter a passcode to keep scrolling. The idea is to make teens stop and think, hey, maybe I've been on here long enough. But here's the kicker. It's about as effective as a screen door on a submarine.
That's a bit harsh, don't you think? The tool is designed to make teens more aware,
aware
of their usage.
Come on, Kate. The numbers don't lie. According to the leaked documents, this fancy tool only decreased daily usage by a whopping 1.5 minutes.
But even small reductions can be beneficial, Eric. It's about creating awareness and encouraging responsible use. Rome wasn't built in a day,
Look,
you know.
I get it, but let's call a spade a spade. TikTok's own project manager flat out stated their goal is not to reduce the time spent. That's pretty damning evidence that this whole thing is just smoke and mirrors.
You're taking that completely out of context. TikTok is trying to strike a balance between user engagement and responsible usage. It's not as black and white as
you're making
it out.
Let's look at this issue in a broader context. Can you think of any similar historic events where a company's internal findings contradicted their public stance?
Absolutely, Ted. This whole debacle is giving me major flashbacks to the tobacco industry scandal in the 1990s. For decades, those cigarette bigwigs were blowing smoke up everyone's you-know-what, denying the harmful effects of smoking while their own research was saying the exact opposite. It's like deja vu all over again.
Oh, come on. That's such an extreme comparison. TikTok isn't peddling
cancer sticks here. The principle is exactly the same, Kate. Both cases involve companies hiding crucial information about potential harm to users, especially young people.
But social media has so many positive aspects, too. It connects people, spreads information, and can be a force for good. It's not fair to lump it in with something universally harmful like
tobacco. Eric, can you elaborate on the tobacco industry scandal and why you think it's relevant here?
Sure thing, Ted. Picture this. It's 1994, and seven big cheese tobacco execs are sweating bullets in front of Congress. They're all claiming nicotine isn't addictive, cross their hearts, and hope to die. Fast forward a bit, and boom. Internal documents come to light showing they knew all about addiction and health risks for decades. It was a real emperor's new clothes moment.
While that was clearly wrong, TikTok's situation is totally different. They're actively trying to implement
safety features. But that's just it, Kate. Like the tobacco companies, TikTok seems more concerned with public perception than actual user well-being. Their own employee spilled the beans, admitting some features are just useful in a good talking point with lawmakers. It's all smoke and
mirrors. That's just one employee's opinion, Eric. You can't paint the whole company with that brush. TikTok has implemented multiple features to protect users, including removing underage accounts. They're making real efforts here.
Yet they're facing lawsuits from 14 state attorneys general alleging harm to young users' mental health. That's not
lawsuits
exactly
don't
a
equal
ringing.
Guilt, Eric. TikTok disputes these claims and stands by their safety efforts. We can't just assume they're the bad guys.
Looking ahead, how do you think this situation will unfold? Eric, what's your prediction?
Well, Ted, I think we're in for a wild ride. My crystal ball says this will lead to some serious crackdowns on social media companies, especially when it comes to protecting the kiddos. we might see mandatory independent audits of their safety features, kind of like sending the health inspector to a restaurant. It's high time these tech giants face some real scrutiny.
That's such an overreaction. I think TikTok will step up their game, enhancing existing tools and rolling out
new features. But can we really trust them to police themselves, Kate? Their own documents show they're more worried about keeping users glued to the screen than actually reducing screen time.
You're assuming malicious intent here, Eric. TikTok can absolutely balance user engagement with responsible usage. They've got the tech know-how to improve their AI and personalization.
Interesting perspectives. What about the potential impact on TikTok's user base and market position?
I hate to say it, but I think TikTok's in for a rough patch. Once parents get wind of these shenanigans, I predict we'll see a significant drop in teen users. TikTok might lose its crown as the go-to app for the young crowd. It's like watching a house of cards start to wobble.
That's so unlikely, Eric. TikTok's popularity isn't just about screen time. It's the content, the features, the whole package.
But trust is the name of the game here, Kate. If users feel like they've been taken for a ride with these so-called safety measures, they'll jump ship faster than you can say trending
TikTok's
hashtag.
Been through the ringer before and come out on top. They'll likely emerge stronger by tackling these concerns head on. It's not their first rodeo, you know.
Without some serious external pressure, I doubt they'll make any real changes. Just look at how useless their current tools
are. You're totally
are.
Underestimating their ability to innovate, Eric. TikTok has a solid track record of adapting quickly to what users need and worry about. They're not going to just sit on their
hands. Folks, it looks like we've reached the end of our discussion. It's clear that TikTok's screen time management tools have sparked quite the debate. Whether these features will evolve or face stricter regulations remains to be seen. Thanks to Eric and Kate for their insights, and thank you for tuning in to listen to. Until next time, keep scrolling responsibly.